Okay, v'siyata d'shmei. Here we go. Okay, fine. So, the basayin. So now, even though we said before, we're holding by Tu B'Shvat, but we know that the Tu B'Shvat is the last chag that we had was Hanukkah. So, very much connected is Hanukkah and Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is kind of like a middle ground. It's Mekusher, Hanukkah, and Purim together. So the Indian is like this. So we're going to learn Torah from the basayin on Hanukkah. And it's Mamash Givalik Torah, and you'll see that it's Mamash talking about Tu B'Shvat. Or Shaykh to shoot Tu B'Shvat. Okay, so here we go. Page Kuf Samach Beis, Ner Chanukah, yeah? So Ner Chanukah mitzvasa mishitishka achama ad shetichal regel min hashuk. So we know that's the halacha we have. Gemara and Shabbos says that. So it's like this. Isa b'Gemara, tzadikim omrim ma'at v'osim arbe. Okay, we know that tzadikim, they say a little bit, and they do a lot. Right? The apka that v'osim harbe. Okay? Remember that word. Keep your eyes on that word. Va'osim, rishayim versus rishayim, omrim harbe, va'filu me'at einam osim. Right, rishayim they say a lot, but even a little bit they don't even do. Right, they talk. The inyan who, so what's the inyan? Ki ikar avdas Hashem hu la'avodos ha'izbarach betlas levushin. The ikar avodas Hashem is to serve Hashem with three levushin, which means three drachim. There's three parts to avodas Hashem. What is it? It's called machshava, dibur, maisa. Yeah? Machshava, your thoughts. Dibur is your speech. And maisa is what you do. Yeah, this you'll see, this is a big concept that comes up. This is everything. Everything in the world of Chassidus, the world of Pnimis, is this Indian that these three work together. Bechinas maisa, sheyeh bechinas machshava sove dibur l'Hashem Hashem. That what? That your machshava and your dibur should just be for Hashem. And to also connect the maisa to the machshav and the dibur. Then that what? That also your maisa should be for Hashem. Then you're going to be called shave. Hainu. Right? That they're all equal in their avodas Hashem. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says. On shivisi Hashem l'negdi samin. So Shivisi is lashon of shaveh. He says you should have hishtavus, meaning you should be equal. You should be like straight. I mean, everything should be working together. It shouldn't be that one day I'm like this, one this. It should be hishtavus. Now, gam ki shin meram is abchinas machshava. Now the letter shin. So now let's take the word. Now let's take apart the word shaveh. The letter shin yun nun, right, represents machshava. Why? Because shin he tlas Russian. Because on the shin, right, you have three parts to a shin. Yeah? The three lines to the shin. Which represents, what's that going to represent? It's going to represent Chachma, Bina, and Das. Or Keser Chachma Bina, which is the Olam HaMachshava. Yeah? So that's shin. Okay? So shin represents Machshava. Vav, Merame Zal Bechinas Dibur. Vav represents Dibur, Bechinas Kol. Yeah? So that's the Indian that the Kol, the Dibur is represented by the letter Vav. Okay? Hey, Merame is al bechinas maisa, and the letter hey represents maisa because we know within the word shame yud ke vav ke, right? So yud ke vav ke, the last hey is the final hey. It's the olam haasiya, olam of malchus that represents doing. It represents maisa. Okay, so we have shin represents machshava, vav represents dibor, and hey represents maisa. Vilaze. Hatzadikim shemekashrim maseim lebchinas dibur machshava shalahem shedveka beborek kolam baruchu aideze osim harbe. So now tzadikim, that since their machshava and how they speak is always connected to Hashem, so through that they also are able to do a lot of maisim, right? They can do a lot. The harishaim, but the rishaim, afa pi shelefamim rotzim machshavasam v'diburim lasos is davatov. Now even though a guy can want to do good, right? They can want to do good and they could speak good. Ach, machmash ein masim dvukim machshavasam. But because their maisim don't come from their machshava, and they're not connected. I mean, they're not connected in all three parts, right? By tzadikim, machshava dibur maisa is all the shem Hashem. But by the rishayim, right, or by the goyim, right, they could think good, they could speak good, but what? But their maisim aren't fully. There's a disconnect. Ach, machma shein masem dvukim machshavasam, afil me'at inamosim. But because their maisim are not connected to their machshava, therefore even a little bit they don't even do. Vine, ba'avonosein harabim, because of our many sins, kol ish rotze, I'm telling you, this is mamash unbelievable now. Kol ish rotze lavor Hashem machshava dibur shalom. Everyone, we all want to serve Hashem with our machshava, just to think about Hashem, v'dibur shalom, and just speak about Hashem. You know, like, you ever had that where you're learning a piece of Musar or a piece of Chassidus, and it speaks about the importance of machshava and dibur, and you're just like, okay, Hashem, like, that's it. I'm only talking Kiddusha now. We all want to do that. But the kevan shebal b'chinas maisa, but once it comes to doing it, right, I say, I want to sit and learn all day. But when it, and I speak about that, I think, Hashem, what a schus would be just to sit in the base of Avengers all day. And you know, I just want, and you speak about that, Hashem, you speak that out, Hashem. When it comes to Maisa, what happens? Nifsa kachamim eshalo, that fire and that burning to do the Avodas Hashem, kind of, it cools down a little bit. Ve'eno yachol hotzi es machshavasa lepol b'maisa. And what happens? You're not able to bring your machshava and your thoughts into doing. V'zen nimshach me'amalach shenevak im Yaakov vinu alav Hashem. And this all comes from the Malach who fought Yaakov, right? By Parshas Vayishlach, by Yevasar Yaakov Vado, that he fought with the Malach. Why? Kimosha Kasev, Vayiga Bekaf Yericho. Right? It says that what he hit him in the Kaf Yericho, that Vayar Kilo Yachlo, Vayim Kaf Yericho, Vateka Kaf Yarach, Yaakov Vayhevek Aimo. So he hit him in the shok. Right? And the shok is the what? Is the thigh. Hainu, Shenaga Beshok Yaakov. He hit him in the shok, right next to the next to the legs, the thigh, right. Perush shehitul b'chinas akmimius b'chinas ma'isa. That what happened? That he brought to an inyan. He brought an akmimius, like we had last week parsha, that Hashem takes out Klal Yisrael b'derech akuma, right, in a twisted way. So he messed up. So what the malach was, the kavan of the malach was that he messed up the ma'isa of Yaakov, the b'china of ma'isa. Shemrumas ba'os hey. Right, we know that. What do we say before? What letter is Maisa? Maisa is Hey. V'nase me'os Hey Kuf, and he made the Hey into a Kuf. V'nase min Shove Shok. That he took again. You still have the Shin involved. You have the Machshava and you have the Dibor, but in the Hey, what the Malach did, he took the Hey and made the Hey into a Kuf, and he took and he messed that up. V'tzarecha Adam l'schazek es atzam baruch Hashem Yisbarach. A person has to mechazek himself very much. L'kasher b'chinas ma'isa b'chinas dibur machshava. To connect his ma'isa to dibur and machshava. V'az yeh b'chinas shave. And that's how a person is going to be zoch to have shave. It's very easy to speak good. To speak that I want to be a big person. And to have machshavas that I want to be a big person. And so the shin involved is very easy. It's very, that the shin involved is gematria devash. It's very sweet. It's very sweet and easy to do that. But when it comes to hay, oh, that's very tough. Right? That's very hard to get to that hay. Happens to be that if you take the gematria of Shave, which we're going to come back to, Shave is gematria 311, is gematria Shvat. Right? We're in Chodesh Shvat now. So that's already one connection we see to the Indian. That Shave, which represents Machshava Dibur Maisa, is the gematria Shvat. Right? That Shvat has an Indian to this. The Azeh. And now come back to our Rebbe, the Hilik Basayin. Vazemaram is Ner Chanukah, and this is the name Ner Chanukah. We know that Ner is Gematria, the Gimel Yehudim, like we said earlier, right? It's Gematria, like he's going to say here, that we know it's Gematria like this. There's the Kavan of Ner is the following, that you have Yudke Vavke plus Ekye, right? So that Yichud, you have three Yudke Vavkes, and now you team up a Yudke Vavke with another Shem. So the Yudke Vavke and Yudke Vavke and Aleph Hey Yud and Hey represents Machshava. Okay? Then Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim represents Dibur. And Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dal Nun and Yud represents Maisa. So now the Kavan of the Arizal, if you take Yud Kei Vav Kei times 3, plus the 3 Shemos that we said, Ekye, Elokim, and Adnus, it's Gematria Ner. So that's the Kavana on Ner Chanukah. Okay, when you say Ner Chanukah, so Ner, you're mechaving those 3 Shemos, those 6 Shemos is Ner. And then Chanukah, within those letters, is 25, within those 6 Shemos, is 25 letters. So Chanukah is Osios Chanu Chafei. That present Chanu dwelling here is Chafei, those Chafei Osios of those Shemos. Okay? So you see the Kavanos are that Havaya Ekia represents Machshava, Havaya Elokim represents Dibur, and Havaya Aleph Dal Nun Yud represents Maise. Is that the whole Kavan of Ner Chanukah is connecting all three. That's the meaning that there are 3 brachos, the first night at least of Chanukah. Right, there's Hadak Ner Chanukah, there's Asanisim and Shechianu, so you're mechaving each one in those brachos, and every night you're mechaving the what to connect exactly Machshava Dibur Maisa, connect them every night. Okay? V'zehu, now let's come back to what we have. V'zehu mitzvasa mishetishke achama achetichal regem min ashuk. So this is what it means, what it says. Mitzvasa mishetishke achama. Perish. Mitzvas ner chanukah min rameis. That the Indian of Ner Chanukah, it's all a hint to us to mechazik in the world of Maisa, and to mechazik our actions. Why? She'az nishka b'chinas hachamimus. Mishetishke achama represents when the sun is setting. What is chama? Chama represents when you're on fire. That your fire is setting. That your fire of saying, I want to be a givaldigid. And I'm going, and I'm thinking about being, and I'm speaking out. She'az nishka b'chinas hachamimus. That's when you need the chizuk. You need to mechazik yourself when that's running out and saying, I keep speaking about how big I want to be. I keep speaking about, not even big, I keep speaking about how committed I want to be in Tavod Hashem. And I keep thinking about how big, but what? I'm not doing it. I'm saying all these things. I'm saying every night when I say Kriya Shema, Hashem, tomorrow it's really going to start. Tomorrow I'm mamish going to be on fire. And then I come to morning Seder. Hashem, this Seder is going to be givaldik. And then I finish Seder, I'm like, what was that? And then afternoon Seder. But you know what? The nekud is that we speak about it, we have the machshavas, but the ikr is to bring it into Maisa. Like Rav Rubenstein spoke about last night, you should listen to the shiur we spoke last night. He spoke about that Indian, that the Maisa is the ikr, to bring it into Maisa, and the revelation that Maisa is the ikr is that Maisa is even higher than the machshava. What we bring out that Maisa. So that's mitzvah mishetishke achama. That what? When that chamimus is setting, ad shetichle regel minashuk. I knew shetichle haregel to remove the regel liyasher luchalos haakmimus haregel min akuf, right, to get rid of the regel, the extra part of the kuf, and if you take away the extra foot of the kuf, what happens? Vaz yasem min kuf hey, it becomes hey umin shok. Instead of having shinvav kuf, if you remove the leg of the kuf, it comes shinvav hey, which is shava. That what? That my machshava dibur maisa becomes shave and becomes all equal and all straight in avodas Hashem. Shenizke lebchinazu amen ki niratzon. And we should be zochet to this, and that's what the Bas Ayin is telling us. That's the thing that we had by Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah comes to straighten us out, to remind us to what? To mechazik the maisa. Okay, so now we're holding almost two months past Chanukah. And I guess that sun already set. Because, you know, we're still saying the same things. I want to be better. I think to be better. But we're not doing it. But this is where Tu B'Shvat comes into play. Because we said before that Shaveh is Gematria Shvat. That the Indian of Shvat is when things start to come out. Right? That's the Indian that today, what's this big celebration of Tu B'Shvat? If you look at the trees sitting in New York right now, it's almost like 5 degrees outside and the trees are completely bare naked. So it's not such a celebration of the trees. But the Indian is that, no, it's Sraf Olav Ilan. Is that things are starting to come out a little bit. It's the ability for a Jew to mechazik and say, you know what, even though this whole time, and I learned this Torah on Chanukah, and I haven't really committed to it yet, but you know what I say? Okay, you know what? But now I'm really going to start to do it. I'm really going to start to try to bring all three together, to have that Ashtavas. And that's the Indian of Shvat. And that's the Indian of Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. Is that what? Is that if you look, if you're medayik in the Mishnah, it doesn't say Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. It says Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan b'chamisha asar ba'av b'shvat. Right? It's Rosh Hashanah to the Ilan. That the Indian is that you're in the middle of, like we said yesterday, right? You're in the middle of a cold winter, right? And Rosh Hashanah was months ago. You're so far from Hashanah. You're still far from Nisan. But all of a sudden, you know what the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us? Is that one of the Rosh Hashanahs of the year is what? Even the Gra. I saw yesterday from the Gra. The Gra says is that the simcha you have on Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei, is the same Indian that you should be having on Shvat. It's also Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, it's a Rosh Hashanah today. So you don't need to, you know, it's not like, it's not so hidden. The Gra says the following. Kasav kimo kol dal Rosh Hashanah shehem yomtiv. He says that Tu B'Shvat is like any other Rosh Hashanah. Just as Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei, and Rosh Hashanah in Nisan, that what's so to Tu B'Shvat? That what Hashem's giving us matan, that you can start new now, you can start fresh. And to, again, commit to bringing out your machshava and your dibur ha'maisa all together. And that's why, Baruch Hashem, I thought of Remez last year in Eretz Yisrael, and I mamish think it's perfect within this Torah. And the Indian is like this. Is that we said before that a Jew needs to connect his machshava, his dibur ha'maisa. And we know today is called Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. But it's interesting that everyone sings the song Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, but it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It says Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. So Baruch Hashem, if you take the gematria of Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, is the gematria 982, is gematria exactly Machshava Dibur Maisa. Because that's the inyan. Is that Tu B'Shvat comes to Mechazek Jew and say, oh, get ready, let's go. Machshava Dibur Maisa, let's connect it now. And it works beautifully. Because if you know, one of the big inyanim of Tu B'Shvat, like Rav Matal said before, is that Tu B'Shvat is, we know the concept, is that 30 days before a Chag, you have to start preparing. So what's 30 days after Tu B'Shvat? It's Purim. Right? And especially this year's Purim Katan, we have 60 days now, but still, 15 days from now, we have Rosh Chodesh Adar. Yeah? So the inyan is, that means that Purim, it goes like this, is that the inyan of Purim is that the roots of Purim are 30 days before Purim, and the roots of Pesach are 30 days before Pesach. So that means that Purim has a shaychus to Tu B'Shvat. So we know that there's a mashal that I saw in the Sefer Shvili Pinchas, is a gevaldig mashal, is that we know that the Zohar Kaddish says that Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippurim. That's only like Purim, yeah? So he gives a mashal. He says, what's the difference? He says, the difference like this, is that there was one time that there were two store owners who worked back next to each other. One of them owned, let's say, he owned a Sfarim store, and the other one owned a bank. Okay, let's just say those two, yeah? So the guy who owns a Sfarim store, he hears that there's a robber who's coming to his store that night at 8 o'clock at night. 8 o'clock at night. So the guy's, you know, the guy prepares, says, okay, I have to make sure he doesn't get my stuff. So he hides behind his desk, behind the counter, and he sees that at 8 o'clock, the guy breaks into the store. So what does he do? Right away, he sounds off the fire alarm. And all of a sudden, the fire alarm, the sprinklers go off, and so the burglar, the robber runs away so he doesn't get caught. So he chased the robber away, so Baruch Hashem, the guy didn't steal from him. And then store owner Bayes, the next night, he hears that a robber's coming to his store, and so at 8 o'clock, and he prepares, and he hides behind the counter, and he sees at 8 o'clock, the guy comes in. And he decides that not to pull the fire alarm. Rather, he stands behind his desk with like a baseball bat, and all of a sudden, when the robber turns around, he jumps from behind, takes the bat, and boom, smacks the robber in the head, ties him down, calls the cops, and the robber goes to jail for the rest of his life. So now, so if you were to ask, who did better? So obviously the answer would be that what, the second guy? Why? Because he caught the robber. He caught the robber, and the robber's not going to be able to touch him. Now, but the first guy, granted, yes, that he got the robber away. What's going to happen? The robber's just going to wait a few days for things to cool down. He's going to come back. So now we know that the second guy who caught the robber was much more dangerous. It was much more of a risk. But what if he did it right, then okay, he did much better. And the Shlita Pinchas says that's the difference between Purim and Yom Kippur. Is that Yom Kippur is a day that what? We're like the store owner A. We run away to the base medrash. We run away to shul. We're wearing white, no eating, no drinking, no tashmish, the five inuyim of the day, right? No shoes, no leather shoes, no sicha, right? We're in shul all day, we're dressed like malachim, we're standing all day and davening mamish all day. So we know that the Indian of the Gemara says that there's 365 days in the year, and ha-satan is gematria 364. Why? Because there's no satan on Yom Kippur. So it's the day of the satan, we chase him away. But what's the dangers of Yom Kippur? Is that yes, you chased him away, but he's going to come back. It says, but by Purim is much more dangerous, we don't fast. Dafka, we eat a lot. You have to mitzvah, you have to eat a lot. You have to have a suda. Some people even have three sudas. They have one at night, you have a suda. In the morning, you have a suda. In the afternoon, you have a suda. And you're drinking yayin. You're losing your das. It's much more dangerous. But what? But if you do it right, then you catch the yitzhar and you could destroy him. That's the mechias amalek. There's no mechias amalek on Yom Kippur. There is no amalek on Yom Kippur. But on Purim, there's a mechias amalek because you can catch him. So what do you see about Purim? That Purim, that the day of Yom Kippur, you could say Yom Kippur is mamash the day of Keser. Right, we know it says Titaru, right? The end of Yom Kippur is Titaru, that we mitar ourselves before Hashem. So the Mor of Hashemesh says that Titaru is gematria Keser. Because the day that you're holding mamash, it's the day of if kula white, you're like malachim. Whereas Purim is a day of olam ha'asiyah. You're in this physical world. Mishloach manos, matanos avyonim. Right, you're eating, you're drinking, mamish. People are dressing up in costumes. It's olam ha'asiyah, but that's exactly what it is—the olam ha'asiyah of ma'isa. Like we said before from the Basayin, it's a day of what? Of being mesakin in the ma'isa, of bringing the ma'isa to the machshav and dibur. Because the Indian of Yom Kippur is just machshav and dibur. There's not really ma'isim. You're not really doing much. You're a malach. A malach doesn't do maisim. But Purim is the what? You have your machshava, you have your dibur, and you have your maisa all working together. And that's the goal of Purim. And where does Purim get this call from? From Tu Bishvat. Because it learns from Tu Bishvat. It says, oh, these are my roots. That means the what? I have to have this also. And it's very nice. Because the B'nai Yisrael points out is that from the Sefer Yetzirah that every month of the year has a letter that corresponds to it. Yeah? So let's say this. So the letter of Nisan is the letter Hey. So it goes like this. I'll just tell you the letters of the months. So Nisan is Hey. Iyar is Vav. Iyar is Vav. Iyar is Vav, yeah. Sivan is Zayin. What's after Sivan? Tammuz is Ches. Av is Tes. El is the letter Yud. Tishrei is the letter Lamed. Cheshvan is the letter Mem. No, it's not Mem. Tishrei is Lamed. Cheshvan is Nun. Kislev is Samich. Then where are we holding? Kislev is Samich. Tevis is Ayin. And Shvat is Tzadik. And Adar is Kuf. Okay? So it goes like this. Is that the Indian is the following. Is that we know that Nisan is like the highlight of the entire year. Nisan is the, it's mamish, it's when the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the tzirif of Hashem's name, is Yismichu Hashemayim Sagel Aretz. It's Chodesh Hazel Lachem, Rosh Chodashim. It's mamish, Nisan's the best. So what do you say before? That the letter of Nisan is what? Is Hey. And what's the letter of Adar? Is Kuf. Yeah? And now the goal is, what we say before, according to the Basayin, the letter is, the goal is to take a Kuf and turn a Kuf into a Hey. Right? A Kuf is Lashon of Kof. Of Kof is like a monkey, it's like a copycat. Right? But the main letter is what? Is to have a Hey. The Hey represents the Shechina Kedosha. So the goal of Adar Tanisan is to take a Kuf and turn a Kuf into a Hey. Okay? Now, if you take, what's the difference between, so now that's the goal. So what gets in the way of turning a kuf into a hey? We know kuf is gematria 100, and hey is gematria 5. So the difference between kuf and verse hey is 95 is gematria exactly Haman. Is that Haman tries to stop us from bringing a kuf into a hey. That's why we know Haman is a malik, and we know that from the Tzvi Tzadik, quotes the Zohar Kaddish, is that a malik is a satan. And who is the one who fought the Yaakovinu? That was the satan. Like all the Svarim bring down. Because the Satan tries to take a hay and turn it into a kuf. He tries to hit the shuk. The shok. And that's the inyan. That's the inyan of Purim. Purim, you have a kuf in Adar, and you take that kuf, and you turn that kuf into a hay when you come to Nisan. And that's the inyan of being mevatel haman. That's the inyan of wiping out a malik. And that's when you have shaveh. Everything's b'shaveh. It's with a shtavus. And that's mamash the inyan that we need to work on. We need chizuk in this inyan. But this is what the Bas Ayin is telling us by Chanukah. And it's very much I think it's mamish exactly what Tu Bishvat's all about. Tu Bishvat's all about the Indian of what? Of going from Machshava Dibur Maisa. So again, Machshava Dibur Maisa, Begimachi exactly Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, because this is the goal of Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. And we know is that one of the biggest things that a Jew could have in life is the Indian that we had these past week's Parshios. The Jew has to live with these Parshios and to take chizuk from these Parshios. So now we know is that it happens to be that Tu Bishvat falls right in the middle of what? Of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah, which is saying Naseh V'Nishma. So that happens to be very nice, because the thought of Rambam is this year, is that if you take the Shoresh of the words Machshava Dibur Maisa, so Machshava would be Chashav, to think. Right? Dibur is Davar, to speak, Daber, to speak. And Asiya is Asa, to do. So you take Gematria of Chashav, Davar, Asa, is Gematria 891, is Gematria exactly Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's also Gematria exactly Naseh V'Nishma. Because this is the Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Inyan of Kabbalah Satorah, to bring it into all three categories of Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, to have all them working together. And that's Mamish the Inyan, what we have to work on. To know we have to be a Jew who's all three, that's why we have three Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They represent that Inyan also. But to mamish, to work on this Indian, to daven for Siyata Shmaya in this Indian, because this is what it is. This is the goal of what it's all about, of bringing things into Olam Asiya. Again, we have a lot of good. I remember someone told me this past year. It's very intense to hear that, but apparently it's a world saying is that the road to Gehenim is full of good thoughts. You ever heard that before? Is that the road to Gehenim is full of good thoughts? is that it's talking about people who wanted to do good. This is exactly what the Baal Sayyim is telling us. It's people who wanted to do good. And they spoke about doing good, but what happens? They didn't do good. How? Because, and it's not, and this is also the Indian of why do how could people go to Eretz Yisrael for the year, right? How could they go to Eretz Yisrael for the year, and 2 years, 3 years, whatever, and all of a sudden not be frum anymore? It's because, you know what, they spoke a lot about being Kaddish. They thought a lot about being Kaddish, but they didn't do the meisen to do it. They didn't bring it out into the Ol Masiya. That's the Indian. Lil mod al minas lasos, to do. And that's the Indian, that's why the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that Adam l'omel yulad, a person's created what? To work, to be omel. So it happens to be, if you take the Rosh Tevos of l'omel, is the Rosh Tevos l'ilmod al minas la'asos. That's the goal, to bring it out into Asiya, to bring it out into Maisa, the Olam HaMaisa, and that's the sweetness that we have during this Zman, is that it's a chizuk, because since Chanukah, I can speak for myself, I haven't been able to do it. I've been talking about it and thinking about it, but what? I haven't been able to bring it out. But the Indian Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, Hashem comes and gives you a matan and says, now if you want it, boom, I'm going to give it to you. You can start again, fresh. Again, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, Begimach, exactly, Machshava, Dibur, Maisa. And the shorish of those words, Chashav, Asa, Davar, Begimach, exactly, Yitzias Mitzrayim, exactly, Nasa, Venishma. Because this is the Indian of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim isn't just that you go free. The idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim is what Tavdu Nes Elokim B'Harazel, like we spoke about two weeks ago in YU, is that to start doing that Na'aseh V'Nishma, but Na'aseh, to do the Asiyah, to do Na'aseh V'Nishma. That's what we need to do Na'aseh. So, B'Siyat Nishmaya, Wish B'Zocha, to grab onto this Heilige Day of Tu B'Shvat. Again, we don't know the secrets of Tu B'Shvat, because it's a very hidden day, but to know that, well, we could be at least Mekabel upon ourselves, Hashem, that even though I've told you 1,000 times I'm going to start doing better, but for now, I'm really going to start doing better. And mizocha to mekasher all three inyanim of machshava dibur maisa. And mizocha to mekabel the heilig days of Purim. And mizocha to wipe out a malik mamish and vizakeni lekabel kedushas Purim Mordechai ve'Esther and to erase the zar shel malik and haman arasha b'siyata d'shmaya.